stacks of free events taking place this weekend. So apart from the Moon in Queen's Park, there's also Our Place, which is taking place over two weekends. This weekend it's in East Brighton, next weekend it's in Hangleton.
Now, Our Place is an initiative which started in 2017 when spoken word artist Kate Tempest was guest artistic director. The aim was to bring the festival out to Brighton and Hove's wider communities, creating a festival within a festival in Hangleton and East Brighton. Our Place has now taken on a life of its own, and it's a permanent fixture at the Brighton Festival. This year it's taking place on Saturday at Manor Gym, then again next Saturday 25th of May at Hangleton Community Centre. And this Saturday, young musicians aged between 13 and 19 are performing as part of the East Brighton Our Place community takeover event at Manor Gym. They're all members of the Tuesday night Sound City drop-in sessions held at the Greater Brighton Metropolitan College's Wilson Avenue site. I'm delighted that John Murray-Jones and musician Laura Gronwald join us. John, I'm going to start with you. Can you tell us the sorts of music that the young people are creating?
It's really about offering music on young people's terms that they're interested in. So we try to respond to whatever they're interested in. So, for example, in West Brighton, Hangleton and Knoll, we had a group of young women that really wanted to do some singing. So we put in a specialist singer-songwriter and female music leader who could facilitate what they were into. A lot of the young people are into grime and hip-hop and beat-making, which we already have on offer. And since then, we've had young people come along who are interested in playing guitars. So we've loaned out guitars, and we've got young people learning guitars out there.
And you've got Laura very quietly sitting beside you with her guitar. I'll be asking you later, Laura, about how you got involved and how you've benefited from the sessions. What exactly happens in the sessions? Because as you said, lots of different types of music and people. Are they basically in rehearsal for these performances coming up now?
So they're quite different sessions. In West Brighton, it's a very much quite a wild youth-led sort of session where people drop in and drop out.
The Wild West.
When we're in the Knoll Pavilion, we're in a park, so people can have lots of freedom to be outside and hang out. So we've got the youth bus there. Hangleton Knoll have got an amazing kitted out youth bus, which is essentially like almost like a youth club on wheels, stroke recording studio. So one of the music leaders is set up in there with kit, and you can go on the bus and do beat making, record vocals, do vocal work. And then in the pavilion, we've got another music leader set up with kit, with a keyboard, and Logic and Ableton running, and people can come in and out. Usually people sit for up to an hour at a time with one of the music leaders in twos or threes, and we'll make beats together in that scenario, and then people will come along and add lyrics and collaborate. It's quite an organic process.
Sounds amazing. So I want to ask Laura now, so what made you get involved? Did you hear about it online from someone? I mean, how did you get involved in the project?
I think I either saw it online I saw a poster at my college, and it basically said all the information. I was like to a friend, yeah, why don't we go to this? And we were like, yeah, let's go. And then one day I went and started recording my song there and stuff like that.
Had you done anything like that before?
I haven't done like that. Haven't really done that.
Have you performed in public before?
Yeah, I do busking sometimes, so it's kind of like...
Do you fancy doing a little bit of a busk for us now here in the studio?
Yeah, why not?
You got a song ready for us?
Yeah, I do. Cool.
So when you're ready.
Cool. Thank you. about the end. I wonder if this will ever mend. I just really need a friend, you see, and I'll be free. Save me before it's too late. It's like I'm trying to suffocate. It isn't too great. These demons are trying to violate the survival rate of me. Can't you see?
Amazing. Now, I'm hoping that Melita's jiggling with the levels managed to convey. Yeah, Melita's giving me a thumbs up as well. So fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Now, what I'm fascinated to know is whether you think before you started your sessions, it would have sounded very different to it sounded then. What difference do you think has been made by the kind of mentoring and help you've had?
So I had help with so the way I recorded the song in the sessions. Is that what you mean?
Well, just generally performing like that and how you do the song now. Has it changed?
Yeah, so this is like an acoustic version, if you like. And then the way I recorded it there was like I added some drums, added some bass, like I don't know what it's called, but like a synthy organy thing. I don't know. But yeah, what else did I add? Yeah, and it was all recorded on Logic and edited and Logic and stuff like that.
Now, Laura, you're 17, so and you busk, but will your performance at Our Place, do you think that's going to be the biggest audience you'll perform to?
Probably,
you say that in a rather nervous way, but I don't think you've got anything to be nervous about, because that was fabulous.
Yeah, I know. I've just never been on the radio before, so I'm like, yay, first time.
Believe me, if Melita can do it, so can anyone.
Okay,
So, John, do you think, is there lots of different types of music, or is Laura kind of typical of
sort
of...
Yeah, no, it's really diverse mix of musicians. It's really going to be a really exciting show. I think what I was trying to get around to saying, I went on about the West Brighton one too much, when Laura comes to the East Brighton sessions, they're very different, is that the East Brighton session, we're in this amazing purpose-built facility at the Brighton Met on Wilson Avenue, and, you know, there's full recording studios, there's production suites, so Laura's been able to bring her music, and she had a song when she came, she already had a song written, and she's learned how to track it, how to record it. She's helped with recording the drums, mixing the drums, doing production techniques. So she's actually been through the whole process, which is amazing.
I've got an idea. I think that next year the Dome should have a sing-off between East and West Brighton.
Clash of the sessions. Yeah, this could be a good idea.
With the audience deciding, East versus West. Oh,
yes,
let's pitch it.
So it's going to be a really... So the East Brighton one that's at Manor Gym, which is this Saturday, 3:30 to 4:30 is the Sound City drop-in slot. It's a Sound City drop-in showcase. I think Laura's the last. He's our headline act on at the end of the showcase. So a lot to live up to, Laura. We've got a young rap. We've got two rappers performing. We've got a female duo doing an original song they've written that's amazing. We've got a young man who's doing really sort of cinematic, sort of synthesized electronic music that he's been doing. It's really original. Who else have we got, Laura? We've got so many people performing, haven't we?
So all that in an hour. So are you doing the one song, or
I'm doing two songs,
but we only get one.
Yeah, unfortunately.
All right, so I feel a bit put out now. I've heard you. I'd like to have heard two, but there you go. Another time.
You can come to the...
So, it's a real mix. We've got some people doing original stuff. We've got a few people that are going to do some amazing covers. And we've got a bit of a DJ set in between. Yeah. And then over at Hangleton Community Centre the following weekend, which is Saturday the 25th, the slot is 6:30 to 7:30. And I think the first half an hour is going to be a lot of beats that have been made, production stuff, some live rapping. And I think one of our performers, Brody, is going to perform a track that he's also doing at the East Brighton one. So he gets to play it both, which is quite exciting because he comes to East Brighton, but he lives in West Brighton. We've allowed him. He's so keen. He comes to both sessions. He's an amazing young artist. And then we've got the young girls group I mentioned earlier. They're going to do about a 20-minute, half-an-hour set. I think it's a mixture of original and covers that they're doing with like an acoustic backing, I think. So it's going to be really exciting.
I can get your excitement and enthusiasm for it, and it does sound an amazing event. Laura, how are you feeling about the prospect?
I'm feeling very excited. Very excited. I feel like there's going to be a big audience and it's just going to be great fun, really. Yeah.
Super. So let's remind everyone where it is. It's the Sound City Drop-In Showcase, and you're on stage this Saturday, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
At the Green Space.
Yeah, at Manor Gym, which is on the edge of Wales. It's Bristol Estate in between the two.
And then following Saturday, Hangleton, what time? Do you know what
Community
time?
Community Centre, 6:30 to 7:30 is our slot there, which is the U Studios 2 session. That's the name of the sessions in Hangleton are called U Studios 2. And if young people listening want to come to the sessions, then please check the Sound City website. You can also find it on the Hangleton and Knoll Project website as well, and social medias. And for the East Brighton ones, you can check the Brighton Metropolitan College and also check the Sound City website, as well as Audio Active. We'll list both of those sessions on their website.
You
and
can't
they're
miss
free
it.
For any young people aged 13 to 19 living in those areas that want to come along. Doesn't matter if you've never done music before, if you want to try something new, if you want to develop your songwriting, you've got, you know, rapping that you want to do, whatever you want to do, just come along. It's open to everyone.
John Murray-Jones, thank you so much for coming along. And Laura Grunwald, you heard her on radio here first, folks. Laura, thank you very much, and
thank
have a great time
me.
On Saturday. Cheers.